Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Murder with Fried Chicken and Waffles by A.L. Herbert, narrated by Michelle Williams. Chapter 1. I still remember the first time I tasted my grandmother's cornbread. I was maybe 4 or 5. It was sometime in the late 70s. If I close my eyes, I can still see the heavy cast-iron skillet being set on her wobbly table, with a couple of pot rags underneath to keep from burning the laminate.
"Now don't you touch that pan, you hear? It'll burn the skin right off your fingers, Halia," she said, as she sliced into the piping hot bread, all golden and steaming and smelling of sweetness. I watched her lift the first slice onto a plate and wished it was for me. But the first slice always went to Granddaddy. "When you work the night shift at the factory to pay the bills around here, you'll get the first slice," Grandmommy said to me, as I watched the slice of cornbread pass on by me and land in front of my grandfather. I guess I really didn't mind, though. I loved Granddaddy. I didn't see him too often. He worked nights and slept during the day. But he always had a kind word for me, and according to Grandmommy, he was one of the good ones. She'd say it all the time. "I've got myself a good man. He's one of the good ones." When I did get my slice, I wasted no time cutting off a big piece with my fork and plunging it into my mouth. It had a taste that danced on my tongue, a sweet yet salty flavor with a texture somewhere between bread and cake. Unlike a lot of cornbread, there was no need to spread any butter on my grandmother's.